Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
They say the neon lights are bright on Broadway.
On Broadway.
They say there's always magic in the air.
That's the Drifters bringing us back.
On
17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with Dario Priolo. Dario is a great member of our Brain Trust for a long time now, and he's Chief Marketing Officer at Sialytics. He's got decades of experience in the sales performance industry, which is what we're talking about right now. Dario, thanks again for being here. Let's talk about making powerful first impressions. I know that's something you guys have been working on a lot. And, you know, I'm old enough to remember when making a good first impression meant having shine shoes and not having shaggy hair. You shaved that day and you had a suit on that was clean and your tie was tied and you had a good handshake and you knew how to talk to people. That was how you made a good first impression, and that impression could literally be done and endure or be over with in a moment, couldn't it? I mean, you could turn somebody off forever. Some people would turn you off forever for something you did in the first 5 seconds. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, back in the day, I mean, it's interesting how things have changed, but sure, I mean, you know, if you didn't know how to tie a tie properly, a lot of it depended on the industry. I mean, if you're in financial services and
right.
If you don't have the right shoes, and to your point, if they're not shined properly, then, you know, whatever. I mean, people dismiss you.
Well, but here's the other thing. That hasn't changed. And I keep reminding people, Dario, that the analog humans that you and I sold to when we started out as pups in the marketplace today are still the same analog humans, but the way we interface with them, and I hate it when people use that word as a verb, but we do have different interfaces because now we're making first impressions in a way that they never get to see whether our shoes are shined or not, right? And there's a lot of virtual stuff. And that's compounding the challenge of making a good first impression, isn't it?
It is, and especially when you factor in work from home, Jim. You know, I mean, you know, most people now, I mean, that I'm interacting with aren't in their office. They're in their home office. Or some people are in their dining room, right? Or any part of the house. Like, if you've got kids, you know, the kids are being homeschooled right now because of the pandemic. I mean, some people, you know, I'm fortunate to have my own office, but not everybody is. And they're trying to, you know, whatever, I mean, make the best of a difficult situation. But, you know, so I think empathy is really important right now.
So when you guys think of making a good first impression at Sialytics, training people how to do that, and in the next segment, I'm going to get you to talk a little bit about how your technology works. But when you think of this, when you try to develop your platforms, your training platforms, what do you think about? What's important to make sure that you get across when you're trying to make a good first impression?
I think probably the most important thing, Jim, is to be prepared. You know, really do your homework. I mean, there's just so much information out there on people that there's simply no excuse for not being prepared. So things like, you know, looking at their LinkedIn profile, you know, to learn about their job and their career path.
Can you imagine how much money, if we had LinkedIn when we started out as pups, we'd be in the south of France right now.
I know.
and people don't use these tools. I mean, I don't understand it. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, LinkedIn is just a salesperson's dream come true.
Yes.
There's so much information. Everybody's out there, right?
Right. Right, and it's a great way to meet somebody. One of the things I want to make sure we get across here, though, in this first impression thing, one of the notes I made is it's not about you. If you want to make a bad first impression, make it all about you. What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, it's really about them and the challenges that they're facing. But again, that's why doing your research is so important, because you can learn a lot about a person and you can learn a lot about the company that they work for. Mm-hmm. You can learn a lot about the people who they report to and how decisions are made in that organization, you know, just by doing some really basic research.
And then
you're a lot more relevant to them.
That's the word, relevance. That's exactly right. No, the relevance, people have an antenna for relevance. And what on their side of the desk, relevance is it's all about me. If they're the customer, if they're the prospect, they get to say it's all about me, don't they?
Absolutely. But what you're doing by creating that relevance is you're connecting your capabilities to their needs. Right.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You can't expect them to know everything that you do and how you do it. Although certainly, you know, they're probably out on the internet researching you and your solutions, you know, as part of this relationship building.
Right.
But at the same time, they may not understand the intricacies of those linkages. So that's what you need to do. But to your point, Jim, it's still all about them, right? This is how we make you successful.
And I think the way to get to relevance is don't. If you look for what they need, that's easy to find. But if you really want to be relevant, and if you really want to have a customer you can't run off, don't focus on what they need. Focus on trying to find out what they want. Because what they want is anywhere from a little bit more to everything. And when you can give them that, that's a customer you can't run off. Right back with
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.